wanted to address an interesting line in the Mishnah Brura that some people might misunderstand, and it's questionable whether the Mishnah Brura meant it to be understood a certain way, perhaps not. We'll let you judge for yourself. Basically, in the laws of Sfiras HaOmer, in Siman Taf Pei Tes, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really mention it, but he just starts talking about the Chiyuv to count Sfiras HaOmer. And he says, "B'leil Sheni Achar Tfilas Arvis Maschilin Lispor HaOmer." We begin counting Sfiras HaOmer after the Marav of the second night. So, in the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Gimel, he quotes from the Magen Avram as well as others. He says, "V'noshim va'avadim pturos mi'mitzvah zu da'havi mitzvah sasei shezman grama." So, the simple pshat is that women are putter from Sfiras HaOmer because it's a classic example of mitzvah sasei shezman grama. First of all, according to some Rishonim, you can only do it at night. And second of all, you can only do it 49 times a year. You don't do it the rest of the year. So it's certainly a mitzvah sasei shezman grama. There is a rather difficult statement by the Ramban in Maseches Kiddushin where he writes that it's not a mitzvah sasei shezman grama, assuming that it's not any kind of a typo or anything like that. Many explanations have been given to try to understand the Ramban. Perhaps the most famous of them is quoted by Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mikroi Kodesh, B'Shem Rabbi Rucham Fishel Parla, but there are other Echvonim who have this idea as well, that they wanted to suggest that since Sfiras HaOmer is not Taloi in the Zman, rather it's Taloi in the Korban Omer, he has a raya from a comment of the, Shagas Aryeh, but not in the Shagas Aryeh, it's in the Turi Evin, on a similar idea, but Levaisa, he has this idea that it's not Tully in Zman, it's Tully in the Korban Omer. Korban Omer is Tully in Zman. Still, it's not Tully in Zman, and therefore it's going to automatically be not Mitzvah Saseh Shezman Grama. And this hits on a more fundamental idea of what's the definition of Mitzvah Saseh Shezman Grama. Is it a Mitzvah Sheyesh Bozman, that it's a Mitzvah that has a set time period, or is it a Gorim? Is the Zman Gorim the Mitzvah Saseh Shezman Grama? So if you say that the Zman is not what causes the Mitzvah Saseh, and that's the Ptur Mitzvah Saseh Shezman Grama, so Mela, you can say this idea in the Ramban that it's not caused by a Zman, it's caused by another Mitzvah, i.e. the Korban Omer. Whereas if you say that it's any Mitzvah that has a Zman, so then you're going to say that it certainly has a Zman, whether it's caused by the Zman or not. It can only be done at certain times. The fact that it's totally in the Korban Omer is irrelevant. So therefore, Sfiras HaOmer would be a Mitzvah Saseh Zman Grama. So that could be why the Ramban thinks it's not Zman Grama, because it's not really dependent on the Zman, it's dependent on the Korban Omer, and therefore, Ritzi Pesach Frank says further, that indicates that Bezman HaZeh, Sfiras HaOmer is only midrabanan, because if you hold it's not Zman Grama, you have to hold that Bezman HaZeh it's only midrabanan, because otherwise it's not caused by the Korban Omer, it's caused by the Zman. So, Manafshach, you can't say that Sfiras HaOmer is Doraisa and that women are chayiv in it, because if you hold that it's Doraisa, it means it stands independently of the Korban Omer. Okay, so that's the first Nakuda that's quoted in the Mishnah Brura, that women are pater from Sfiras HaOmer. Then he quotes the Magen Avraham, Miyu kvar shavya alayu chova. Women have already accepted it upon themselves as an obligation to count Sfira. Now he points out in the Shaar HaTzion, he's like, I'm not really sure where this chova comes from. He writes, he quotes other poskim hold this way, and he says in the Mishnah Berurah, he says by me, women don't have such a custom. And then he quotes from the Shulchan Shlomo, very interesting comment. V'kasa b'sefer Shulchan Shlomo, the al kopanim lo yivorchu. So he says, certainly women should not make a bracha when they count Sfira. Daha bevada yitu biyomechad, v'gam al pirov einam yodim pirish hamilos. So and al pirov, they don't know the pirish of the milos. So this idea in the Mishnah Brura is very hard to understand. He says, they're going to make a mistake in one of the days. So therefore, they should not make a bracha. So the standard way that this Mishnah Brura is read is, since they're going to make a mistake in one of the days, then they should not count at all with a bracha. Well, why not? So there are plenty of men who often don't make it till the end of Sfiras HaOmer. Nowadays, thank God, we have certain things to help remind us that are very useful, and they help. I think more men are making it to the end of Sfiras HaOmer than there have been in the past, and certainly more women as well. But why is it that he says that if they're going to make a mistake when they count one day, so that is some kind of a terrible thing? So let's say you have a woman, she counts 48 days of Sfiras HaOmer in a row, and then she makes a mistake and forgets day 49. Did something bad just happen? Well, better off that she would have done it. But okay, but she's volunteering. She's not chayiv in it to the extent that if she misses a day, there's something bad. The fact that she made a bracha automatically means that something bad happened. So the standard understanding of this Mishnah Berurah is that she'll make a mistake, and that will mean that she did something bad retroactively because she made a bracha. Meaning what? That the brachos that she made retroactively are all brachos levatala? That seems to be the standard interpretation. This is how I've heard the Mishnah Berurah presented more than one time by more than one knowledgeable individual, that people often say that the Mishnah Berurah holds that if you make a mistake, all of your brachos are brachos levatala. So based on that, I think it chops a big nafkamina for men as well. If you have a man and it's been a number of years in a row that you didn't succeed in finishing up Sfiras HaOmer, I think that we should tell this fellow, lichatchila, you should not make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, rather you should be yotzei with someone else. Okay, now leaving aside whether or not that even makes any sense, a number of years ago I gave a shir or two on how you can learn this in the Tosfos and Ksuvos. I'm not going to get into what that's all about right now, but even if you assume that this idea is what the Mishnah Berurah meant, is that even true, that you can have a retroactive bracha levatala like that? And furthermore, is this the actual understanding that the Mishnah Berurah really wanted to do? So if you look in the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, Lefi Anias Daiti, again, there was a certain Rav who explained the Mishnah Berurah the way he explained it, and I tried to tell him that's not what the Mishnah Berurah really means, and if it is what the Mishnah really means, it's not what the Shulchan Shlomo really means. So I don't have a copy of the Shulchan Shlomo. This is not the Shulchan Shlomo that you can get in farm stores today by Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach. This is a earlier copy of the Shulchan Shlomo. It's like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's a very big Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It goes according to the order of the actual Shulchan Aruch. The author of the Shulchan Shlomo, I downloaded a copy from HebrewBooks.org. His name was Rav Shlomo Zalman. He was the Av Bezdin of Mir in Lita. Asher Hifli Lasos Bechiburo. I can't seem to find his last name on the title page. It just says Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Yes, that's the Shulchan Shlomo. I'm not sure exactly who it is. Okay. But nevertheless, he writes this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and I'll read you the Lashon that he has, which is slightly different than the Mishnah Berurah, and this can change the meaning significantly. So he says, Nashim Pturas Misfiras HaOmer, Da'av Mitzvah Sheshazman Grama, Ach Shavu Alay Ochova, V'nirali, says the Shulchan Shlomo, Da'al Kopanim Lo Yivarchu, Da'ha B'vadai Yitu B'yom Echad, that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah quoted, V'lo Yodin Hadin, and they don't know the Din. Now, what does that mean? They're going to certainly make a mistake, and they don't know the din. Those three words are not in the Mishnah Berurah, and that seems to make all the difference. So this Rav wanted to tell me, no, that's what it means. They don't know the din. That what? That you're supposed to not miss a day? Like, what kind of nonsense? I don't know. He says, vade, they're going to make a mistake. Vilo yodan adin. And they don't know the din. Meaning, lanias daiti, it means they don't know the din that once you miss a day, you're not supposed to continue counting without a bracha. Meaning, what's the fear? They're going to miss a day, definitely. And then they're just going to keep counting like they did before. Meaning, they made a bracha before. They're going to make a bracha afterwards. So since they don't know the din, they're going to have all these new brachos, which are going to be brachos levatala, or at least the suffix bracha levatala. And therefore, they shouldn't count with a bracha lecharchila to avoid situation entirely. This, I think, that if you understand the Shulchan Shlomo this way, and you could say whether or not that's what the Mishnah Berurah meant, I think that's definitely what the Shulchan Shlomo meant. And if that is so, so you would say that nowadays that all women seem to know the din, that if you, halavai, men also knew this din, that you're supposed to keep counting, even though there's no more bracha. Now people just say, oh, I'm out, no more counting for me. No, you should continue to count. You could be yotzi the bracha with somebody else, and continue counting, no doubt. The vast, vast majority of Rishonim hold you continue to count. So women should also continue counting, and they all know that you continue counting certainly without a bracha. Nobody makes a bracha once they miss a day. You can be yotzi the bracha with somebody else, but you certainly don't make your own bracha. So I don't think there is any chashash, neither for a man who thinks he's going to miss a day, nor for a woman who might miss a day because she doesn't go to shul on a regular basis.